Welcome to the first podcast on how to recommend beer. With beer accounting for over 40% of our drink sales and with thousands of different beers out there in the market, it's no wonder our guests sometimes get a little bit confused of what to choose when it comes to their next drink. So that's where we come in as bartenders. But before we start finding out the best beers for our guests, we need to be confident in creating accurate tasting notes for the products we have. So that's where we're going to start today. How to create your own recommendation. We're going to run through the tasting process and pick out some key descriptors for a beer of your choice. So grab a pen, crack open a beer, and let's get going. Before we start the tasting, there's lots of important information you can find on the bottle, can, or tap. Firstly, what's the name of your beer? What's the ABV? This is really important to know when building a recommendation. Remember, a lot of our guests are striving for moderation or could be driving, so keep an eye out for the higher percentage beers that they may not be appropriate. Which brewery is it from? This could be a selling point in itself to keen beer fans. Also, have a look. What type or style of beer is it? Is it a lager, for example, a Pilsner or a Helles? Or is it an ale, for example, an IPA, an amber or a mild? Is it a twist on a classic? Finding out the beer style can sometimes help you know what to expect from your tasting. Where is it brewed? Knowing the origin can also give you some clues about the beer. For example, an American pale ale will tend to be very hop forward, so expect big aromas and juicy flavours, whereas a German Helles will often give you clean, light, biscuity flavours. Now we've made a note of those, it's time for the fun bit. So pour some of your beer into your glass. Ideally, you want to use a glass that is narrow at the top, like a wine glass, to enhance the aromas, but anything you've got to hand will work. So now we're going to start creating our tasting note. To do this, we need to work through the five steps of the tasting process. The first one is C. So have a look at your beer. Make a couple of notes as we go along. First of all, what colour is your beer? Remember that colour comes from your malt. The darker it is, the more your malt has been roasted. This should give you some ideas of flavours you might get later on. For example, a pale malt will always be quite light and biscuity, going all the way through to your dark chocolate malts, which will give you flavours of bittersweet chocolate, coffee, toast. Next, what about the clarity? Is your beer completely clear, or does it have a haze? Did you pour the sediment in if it's a bottle conditioned? If a beer is hazy, it might mean that it's unfiltered, so expect extra flavours and aromas from the addition of live yeast. Some beers like wheat beers will be completely cloudy due to the wheat used as a malt, again changing the flavours that you're going to get from your tasting. Thirdly, have a look at the carbonation. What's that like? Does it have a big bouncy CO2 bubbles, or is it a fine tight carbonation which will give you more of a tingle on the tongue rather than a fizz? How does the head hold? What kind of colour is it? Again, make some notes on what you can see. The second step of the tasting process is swirl. So holding the bottom of your glass, swirl the liquid around to release the aromas of your beer. But go steady, we don't want to lose any over the top of the glass. Now we've let those aromas loose, we need to implement step 3 and see what's going on. So the next step is to sniff your beer. We don't need to head straight in with a deep inhale, you'll probably end up with a bit of a headache. So a couple of short sniffs should suffice. So thinking about it, what is it that you can actually smell? The majority of the aromas will come from your hops and your malt, so you might be able to smell multiple things. Anything from florals to fruits, earthy tones, spicy ones. There's no wrong answers, so make a couple of notes on the most prominent aromas that you can experience. The aroma of the beer is important in recommendation as we create a taste profile using more taste receptors in our nose than on our tongue. So getting a couple of key flavours down will really help you with your recommendation. Finally, we get to implement our last two steps, which is swish and swallow. So to taste your beer, take a sip and swish it all around your mouth. You taste key flavour profiles in different parts of your mouth and tongue, so make sure you cover all bases to get a true representation of your beer. Then, as we identify bitter flavours at the back of our mouths, swallow your beer. Let's have a go. Now, for your second attempt, think about what you can taste. First of all, does it taste how it smells? What are the key flavours? Can you taste fruit, cereal, or is it something else? Make a few notes. How powerful is the flavour? Then we want to taste it again, but this time focus on how the beer feels. Does it feel heavy-bodied like cream, or does it feel light-bodied like drinking water? What's the finish like? Is there a specific sensation? Is it bitter? Is it warm? Is it dry? And also think about how long does that last sensation last for? So now we've completed the tasting process, we can pull together a tasting note based on the notes you've been making throughout. This is something that you can easily use to recommend to a guest. So throughout the tasting process, we've been pulling out descriptors that we can use to fill in a great tasting note. Some key things to hit in a recommendation are appearance. So as we go along, pull together a couple of words for each stage. So first stage, appearance. So what does your beer look like? In here, you can include the colour, the clarity and the carbonation. Next, the aroma. So what are those main aromas? How powerful is the aroma? Then flavour. So key flavours. Is it easy drinking? Is it quite abrasive? Is it fruity? Next, we can look at the body. So is it heavy bodied, light bodied? Or is it in between a nice medium bodied beer? And then the finish. So how long does the finish last for? And what's that last sensation you can experience? So with all the information we've got from the bottle, from our tasting, we can pull together a detailed one-sentence recommendation to wow our guests. So, for example, throughout this, I have enjoyed a Peroni. It's 5.1% from Italy. It's a light-style lager with pale gold colour, a powerful cereal aroma, light-bodied, slightly bitter, easy drinking with a short finish. What's your sentence? Try it out.